My name's Fiona Quinton. I live in North London. Originally, I'm from Leeds. So I first volunteered with CSV when I was 18. It was 1978. It was part of a year between scheme, a gap year, which nobody had heard of a gap year in 19, whatever it was. And what it involved was you had to do 6 months voluntary work, I think 4 or 5 months fully paid employment, and then you were sponsored to go on an activity holiday. So it was the first part of that. The idea of having a year between school and university was completely unheard of at that time, but I thought it sounded like a good idea. I particularly liked the sound of the sponsored holiday, and I thought, yeah, this sounds good, I'd like to do this. I put myself down for what I thought the most arduous work possible, which I think was working in for a centre for alcoholics in King's Cross, and they said, no, you're not allowed to do it because you're a girl. So I said, OK, well, I'll do anything, I don't care, but I'd like to go to London. I lived in between Leeds and Bradford in a small town, and I was excited by the thought of getting away. And I was posted, if you like, to a hostel for mentally handicapped adults in Holloway. And it was just amazing. It was fantastic. Turned up on my first day with my suitcase, had to find my way, got lost on the way. Of course, no mobile phones, just a bit of paper asking people in the street. Eventually rolled up with my suitcase, and they couldn't have been nicer. The people were just fantastic.
Do you remember then your first thoughts on actually setting foot in there, your first volunteering?
I'm just very excited at the prospect of having moved away from home, doing something really unusual, and I was just up for doing anything at all, really. The first thing they did was give me somewhere to live, which was brilliant, so I didn't live on the premises. I lived in an extremely nice flat in Highbury, which I think would be a very good address now, with some other people who were volunteering, although I can't remember what they were doing. And it was about 2 miles away from the hostel, so I used to walk it through Holloway every day. Absolutely loved it. At first they gave me quite simple things to do, taking somebody to the shop or the post office, to the chiropodist, and it sort of built up from there to doing more complicated things. I didn't ever get to write reports or anything, but accompanying people and going out, because they were living in the community anyway.
And in terms of the work you were doing, what do you think the value was to the people you were helping?
To the staff, it was very helpful for them to have somebody to do the more menial things like going to the post office, although of course that's very important to the people who lived there to be able to go to the post office and have somebody to have the time to take them to do it and talk to them and not just fit it, slot it in between other things. And also because I didn't have a lot of other duties, I could be really friendly with them. So I'm not that the staff weren't friendly too, but they had a lot of work to do, so I could take them to the cafe, go to Camden Market, which was pretty good for me too, and just take them on social activities, which people didn't have time to do. So that benefited both the staff and the people who were living there.
Now, obviously, you've described a lot of the things you got out of it, but did it actually help you pursue a career, or did it help you identify what it was you wanted to do in the longer term?
That's an interesting question. I had always wanted to be a journalist from being a small child. I don't know why. And I went on to be a journalist after this. I was there for 6 months, and at the end of that time, they asked me if I would like to stay in a paid capacity and maybe train as a social worker or something like that. And I really thought about it very hard because I'd enjoyed it so much and I really enjoyed being with the people. But I dedicated to being a journalist and I did go on to do that. But I always thought, you know, I could have stayed there. I really did like it. I enjoyed it a lot. But so it didn't change my career at all. It certainly changed my attitude on life, mostly for the better. Though I would say that when I got to university, I found everybody very immature and stupid and childish, and the whole education system quite childish. And I thought, I can't believe I'm here, actually. But anyway, I managed to struggle through, you know.
And do you think that's something that you put down to your experiences?
Oh, yes, definitely. I changed in that whole year, but certainly in those 6 months, changed enormously and grew up a great deal. And that was definitely down to that experience. And as I say, in my whole life, it's benefited me a great deal.
A lot of people might say that what you did was actually quite a courageous thing, you know, coming a long way from home and stepping into a very unfamiliar environment.
Yes, it was. Definitely it was. I mean, with no mobile phones, no email or anything like that. So I was really very cut off from my parents. Everything, you know, you wrote letters to them. I'd only ever been to London once or twice before with my family. So it was very brave just to turn up and get that. I feel that it was brave and to live in this flat. And I worked unusual shifts. So I was walking through Holloway at strange times of the early morning or late night. I was there over Christmas. So my first Christmas away from home was spent in the pub with the people who lived in the home. And that was fantastic. Really, really enjoyable. But people at home missed me a great deal. I think I saw my parents once perhaps in those 6 months, and my sister once. So, you know, it was away from my family a lot more than I ever had been before.
So you went to university, you became a journalist, and did you continue volunteering after that?
Not for some time, actually. I was very wrapped up in my career. You know, being a journalist is very exciting. I was a travel journalist, so I was travelling around the world. I was having a bit of a good time, really. In my 40s, I had two children, which everybody was quite surprised about, and then eventually gave up full-time work. But looking for something to do and wanting a place in the community, I now do quite a lot of volunteer work. Not as sort of full-on as working in a hostel, but certainly in the community and organising things. And at school, I do a great deal of things at school that I like doing.
And what's your motivation for that?
I think I get a kick out of doing things for other people. Anybody that does anything for somebody, even if it's just holding open a door and somebody saying thank you, makes you feel good. So I guess that's what you do it for. You do it to make yourself feel good as well as to help other people. I do a lot of things in my immediate community, and I enjoy bringing together my neighbours and children and friends and just getting people together on a social basis.
So volunteering has a big impact on your life.
Definitely. Yes, it does have a big impact on my life and my children's lives, because they see what I do, and that's important. And they like to join in. Particularly my daughter absolutely loves doing things like this. Let's organise this, let's do this. And it has an impact on the school, because you can take up a lot of the slack that they can't do. They don't have the time or the energy or anything else. So, yeah, I think it does have an impact on my life and on other people's.